Trust Talk West is presented by the Better Business Foundation. The goal is to share information with consumers, seniors, military, to help them with daily shopping decisions. There are choices to be made, and the Better Business Bureau wants everyone to consider going to BBB.org before entering into any service or transaction. An accredited business has made a decision to be verified by the Better Business Bureau and agrees to help build a marketplace that starts with trust. The Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit that started in 1912. This is not a government agency and has no legal authority. The brand starts with trust and follows up with the promise to educate, live with ethics, have morals and respect. The accredited business owner and team is expected to open each day following these characteristics.
Hello and welcome to Trust Talk West. This is being sponsored by the Better Business Bureau Foundation of Central Virginia. Our mission and goal is to every day we open to educate our public. We want seniors, military, students, and all consumers to know they should be able to shop comfortably and not be afraid of scams and fraud. The way they do that is deal with, we believe, accredited businesses. You find them at BBB.org, and you can find out almost any person you need to do business with or enter an agreement in. You can look and shop 3 to 4 to 5 people in a type of business, TOB we call it. And the purpose of this show is to bring various businesses that are accredited. These are accredited businesses that have been vetted in up to 37 areas. And we believe they start with trust. You can look at reviews. You can read about them on their profile page. And we just believe that we can really change our community, our state, and our country with ethics, morals, respect. And it all starts with trust. And that's in our marketplace every day. And we need your help. And the only way you can demand this change is do business with people that are accredited. So the exciting part for me is we have Mike Sadler here, and we're going to talk about Charlottesville Area Builders. Not to say their business themselves, but really about questions he knows the answers to that could help you before you go into a transaction with a builder. So welcome, Mike.
Hi, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Tell us how long you've been with Mike Sadler, or with your dad, rather. I apologize.
Yes. So I'm actually the third generation of the building business, and my grandfather started back in the 80s. My father then joined him. And I joined my father in 2006.
It's a lot of Sadlers. That's
yes.
What got me confused, tongue-tied, because you told me that. And I was like, I got it. It's a lot of Sadlers. I like that. So you start with trust. I looked at your website, and we're going to talk about websites and what people should look for. But first, can you tell the consumer, before they enter into it, what is involved in licensing and insurance, right? So what should they look for in the contractor they decide to do business with?
Great question. Virginia has several types of contractor licenses, and that's going to be an A, B, or a C license. When you're looking for a home builder, they are going to be a Class A contractor, and that allows them to take on an individual contract that is $120,000 and above. The other licenses are below that threshold. So that's where you want to start, Class A contractor. And then when it comes to our insurances, we will be carrying general liability, workman's compensation, and then we'll also have a builder's risk policy that is designed around each individual project and the cost and materials associated with it.
Very good. So that's a helpful hint, right, if I'm going to go out and look. Now, the benefit, and I want to make sure everybody's clear, we do verify that Charlottesville Area Builders has a license. We make sure you have insurance, and we update that annually with DPOR. And you don't even know it. It's happening. But again, if you were not up to standard, you would not keep your accreditation, your rating, and you would not be able to use our seal and say you're an accredited business. So what about training? What does your entire team, you have a lot of moving parts to building a home. What goes into training for some of these people? Do you have meetings? Do you have to send them to school? Is it on-the-job training, which happens a lot with trades?
Absolutely. When it comes to training, we are constantly assessing any code changes that have come about. Every year, the individual counties and the state will send out changes to the code and then the National Building Code, and we will be reviewing those and ensuring that we are meeting those and exceeding those standards.
Great. And go ahead. Anything else? Training-wise, as far as...
Training-wise, before every project, we're going to have a pre-construction meeting. So the office staff is meeting with clients, designing the home. We are making all the selections, then going to contract and getting and preparing for construction. It's at that point that we want to bring the whole team together so that we're all on the same page as we move into that phase from paper to actually building the home.
Very good. What do you think, you never think about this, and you didn't know I was going to ask you this, I'm sure, but I used to be in the car business for 40 years, and I noticed vehicles in your truck, it's lettered, it's logoed up, and so that's good from a marketing standpoint. But you could be a fraud. You could be making up magnets and throwing it on the side. But then if you put the BBB magnet on the back saying you're accredited, but also I noticed your truck is impeccable on the exterior. You dress impeccable. What does that tell you about the way you're going to treat my home development and building process versus somebody? I know your truck gets dirty and gets muddy, but you can make an effort to keep it neat. Do you think that matters in the business?
I think it absolutely does. I think attention to detail should be across the board. We're taking care of the things of our company equipment, and we're also taking care of your new home as we build it. So that, yes, my truck will be clean on a regular basis, and your home will always be clean throughout the different stages of construction.
Would it hurt to mention, in your case, we're giving some helpful hints to people that are going to buy a home from somebody, but does it help that you're a Marine? Should we share that at all? Do you think that makes a difference?
Absolutely. My experience in the Marine Corps has been very valuable. When we're looking at improvising, adapting, and overcoming, those are words to live by day to day in the construction industry.
And I think that's what, I work for you. You're an accredited business. We might not meet personally very often, but through emails and stuff and education, we work well together. And I value any accredited business. Here's a big one for the car business and the home builder. Is there anything as a verbal contract, or should a consumer have everything in writing?
A consumer should always have everything in writing. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be a simple email exchange. Happy to have a phone call. We don't want to lose that personal relationship with a client. At the same time, after that phone conversation, I'm going to follow up with an email, just covering what we've discussed, and then a simple reply. That should cover us there. Any major changes to the project will be covered in what's called a change order. And that's something that a client might say, you know what? Now that they're in the house, I think I'd like to have a window, an extra window in this living room. Okay, well, that's not a problem at all. We'll draft that up in a change order and handle it that way so everything's documented.
So everything is not, verbal is not a way to go. Avoid verbal orders, as we used to call it. Real quickly, before we go to break, awards. Some builders, they post all their awards. They got trophies from 1992, 1918, to 1820. I'm saying how great they were as a company. What awards are important when I go to do business with you?
Sure. So we have local awards and then national awards. National awards can be a little bit more challenging to gain recognition on, but you do want to see what local awards that builder has received. And how recent, and to your point, how recent were those awards received? And we constantly update our website with the awards within the past 2 years. And local magazines, I think some Reader's Choice has been a great avenue. Best of Seville, we've been involved in all of those. And that's very helpful for clients as they're interviewing builders.
Excellent information. Well, go to the next section. I want to ask you more questions. I think what you're doing, again, you are Charlottesville area builders, but I think you're being very humble and you're talking to everybody, no matter who they use, you're trying to give good information.
Thank you for listening to Trust Talk West, sponsored by the Better Business Bureau Foundation. If you would like to donate to the foundation to help this program, consider please calling 804-521-6940. The foundation is a 501c3. We look forward to continuing to find great guests and answering questions that help you navigate the marketplace. Our goal, having you start at BBB.org to research accredited business owners, is to cut down scams and fraud in 2023. If you feel like you've been part of a scam, visit BBB.org and search for Scam Tracker. There, the BBB team will research and track and share information with law enforcement. Capital One and Amazon have been big supporters of this Scam Tracker platform, and we at our office utilize information provided by FINRA. Call Barry Moore at 804-521-6940 with any question or input. Monticello Media is an accredited business in our community with the Better Business Bureau. This show and station is in no way an endorsement with the conversation we had today.
Here we are. We're back at Trust Talk West. This is sponsored by the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia, our foundation, which is in charge of really our every day just educating the public, which all of you are. We hope you share this showcase and share it. This could go on and on and help the people that are going to buy a home, build a home. They have choice. But I've got Charlottesville Area Builders, Mike Sadler here, and he's given us so far some great information. We're going to give him a little tougher questions. He's acting on behalf of the community, the building community, accredited business owners in the area that build homes, and he's representing all of them. But he's trying to give us some information. So you look at an accredited business at BBB.org versus a non-accredited, and you walk in with your eyes open. So, Mike, welcome back. I would like to start off. Recourse. What recourse does a consumer have when they get into something and they say, you know what, Mike, I don't want to, you know, you got the foundation in, you know, you order my appliances, but I don't really, I'm not feeling it, Mike. What can I do?
Sure. Building a home is one of the biggest investments, or the biggest investment that one will make in their lifetime. And much needs to be considered when taking on that endeavor. So that's going to start with the initial conversations that we have. When you reach out to us, we're going to talk about your goals, your expectations, and time frame. And then we are going to enter into a site and design contract. That's when we're going to design the home, price the home, make all of the selections. And that's going to give you that level of confidence to move forward with the build. If for some reason we've taken a step further and signed the construction contract, that can be a little bit more complicated. And because once that contract's signed, we have bank approval. If a construction loan is involved, we are immediately ordering materials. And those materials are some of the more expensive over the course of the project. We're looking at windows, framing material. We're ordering these sometimes based on the recent change in the supply chain, but also we want to make sure that everything's ready for the build when we need it. So if for some reason we've ordered these materials and you might be feeling like this isn't the right decision for you at this time, we can sit down and talk about the costs that we've incurred thus far and what will bring us back to zero in an effort to allow you to break free and make a different decision, and for us to move forward as well.
You know, you give great advice, and it's a tough question, and the answer really is, and you can't give it, you buy it, you own it, and that's pretty much it. And a consumer, I think there's, and it is a tough question to answer, but there are such a thing as great consumers, and there's some things as bad consumers. I have a feeling most industries decide during the negotiations or the conversations, you're sifting through who you want to do business with. You're interviewing the buyer and the client as much as they're interviewing you. I can imagine going back to your grandfather days, I assume he did things with a handshake, probably a check, a personal check, and he might not have cashed it. But that's not the way the world works anymore because there's so many other moving parts. But do you think there's something to be said about consumers and how they've changed in your short time? I mean, you're not that old. You got years to go. Do you think you see a difference in consumers? Do you think because of the internet and because of all the blogs and all the complaint sites? Again, if you don't want to say it, I will. The car business, people in 40 years have changed quite a bit. And they listen to these blogs and these home developments. All these home developments have these Facebook pages. And I look at some ridiculous stuff and I keep answering. And they're going to throw me off one day. ShopBBB.org. It's that easy to find incredible people. What do you think about that?
Much has changed in my 17 years of home building, and that's driven by our reliance on the internet. That's the first place we go to answer everything from cooking questions to building a new home to our health situation, and it is a great tool. There's a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. So we need to be careful about the statistics that we're getting. And consumers might be arming themselves with maybe a national cost per square foot to build a home. And that's not going to be accurate. It's going to be very different cost in Texas, for example, than it would be here in Charlottesville, Virginia. But at the same time, it is an excellent way for myself as a builder to put more information out there that potential consumers can see, and they can get to know us even before meeting us and see if we might be a good fit.
And we're growing your profile page for your company and all the builders that are in my area of the Better Business Bureau, so BBB.org. Is there anything, such thing as, and I built a home, my wife is very meticulous, and it was a low budget, entry level years ago in 99, but I think she did a wonderful job. Is there such a thing as bad architects that they just draw stuff out that are not going to come to fruition, that you're going to start building and say, Mary Lou is my wife, it ain't happening. And she's going to be mad at you because the architect said yes. Do you ever come across that?
Absolutely, yes. Sometimes there can be a disconnect between that draftsman or architect and putting those pieces together in the field. And we, as a design build company, have that experience to know that what we're designing can work because our architect that we work with primarily has that on-the-job experience, watching those pieces come together, and he's not just in an office designing and drafting plans. So having that crossover from paper to the nails in the wood, that makes all the difference.
I'll never forget. I had a wonderful builder in Chesterfield, and all of a sudden, my wife went and called me. I don't even know if we had cell phones back then. She said, Barry, they're putting the window in the wrong spot. She was right. The architect put it wrong. The builder did what he was supposed to. They had to take it back down and rebuild what that area was because she wanted what she wanted. What about standard deposits? How does the cash flow, do I have to be prepared to give, if the house is $300,000 or $2 million, do I have to give that 100% up front?
Absolutely not. So a deposit can be handled with cash, and that would typically be 1-3% of the cost of the project. Or if not in cash, that can also be handled with the construction loan. So if we're asking for, let's say, that 1% deposit, upon closing on the construction loan, those funds will be released, and you won't have to come out of pocket for those.
Very good. Could I save myself money? Real estate agents, they work hard. I understand all that. I understand how they get paid. Can I just come to, let's say, Charlottesville Area Builders, BBB.org, look you up, find your phone number, look at your profile page, look at the competitors. If I come directly to you, do I have to pay a real estate agent?
No, you don't. Nope. If you reach out to us, we're certainly happy to assist you in assessing a piece of land if you don't have one already. So we're constantly checking land listings, so we're very familiar. Not to say that we are real estate agents, but we are very familiar with the listings that are currently available. And we would be the ones that you would need to speak with, or a builder, to assess that property and make sure that it works for your goals and budget.
I'm pretty aware of your industry. I love your industry. I can't use a hammer. They're locked up. My wife's got them, screwdrivers, everything locked up. We pay somebody for everything. But if I were to have you build what I do know and I do follow, I see $100 a square foot. I see $350 a square foot. I see $200. So a lot of people shop price. Going back to the car business, it's always about the best price. A lot of people don't understand that spread. Can you explain that? Why would I pay somebody M350? Might be low, might be high. You would know better than me. I'm making up a number. But what do you get for the difference for 100 to 300 or whatever the numbers might be?
So as a custom builder, not all of our homes are the same. While we have many components that are similar, each home is different. And I would caution a consumer as they're interviewing builders and talking about square foot pricing, that can be very vague. Because let's say we're looking at a 2,000 square foot home with an unfinished basement and a three-car garage, that same home is going to behave very differently from a cost perspective if it's on a crawl space with no garage. Yet both of these homes have 2,000 finished square feet. So we want to be careful because we can make those numbers look more appealing to a consumer. Also, is the site development included in that number?
And what about appliances, right? I can remember my wife, our first house we built, versus today, if we go out and build one, we're at a different economic place. We're older, we're over 60. So we're pretty shrewd buyers. We know what we want. So she likes those big premium, what is it, Wolf or Sub-Zero and all that. But maybe in your allowance, not your company, but maybe I'm paying $150 a square feet and they want to give me a $300 washing machine or dishwasher. Is that okay or should I be bad about that?
Every client is going to have their wish list. We can include anything in the home that they would choose. So if appliances, if that's the hot button, we'll make sure we have those high-end appliances in there, and then we can have some savings in other arenas.
I guess you got to pay for what you get, what you pay for.
That's right. That is so true. You get what you pay for, and you need to make sure that as you're interviewing builders, that they're giving you a list of all the items that are included, because we might be including some features that do add cost, but are adding quite a bit of value to your home and helping it weather the weather in general.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So I can remember years ago we bought a property down at the river and we were going to build a home, but we did take a builder like yourself with us to find out, is it a floodplain and all that? And I think we bought the right piece of property and we were going to put the right house, but it was going to cost me a premium because of where it was located, and I just didn't go forward with it. How do I select a site that fits the house that the engineer designed for me, my architect? How do I select a site? And what should I know about, with you or with any builder?
Great. So identifying your space and square footage needs first is going to be important. But just as important is identifying that piece of property and to ensure that it supports your goals for building there. So if it's a completely flat lot and you really would like to have a basement for storage and maybe a future finished space, ideally we would have a walkout basement and not place that basement directly into the ground, because it would be better to have a walkout basement.
Yeah, and people have advantages. So here's I think one of the major ones, and again, always going back to my previous life, I learned a lot. So I buy a home from a home builder. I go to BBB.org. I find somebody that's accredited, or I do business with somebody that's not accredited. It's my choice. I do all my research. What do I have to worry about? There's something called mistakes. There's your punch list. There's warranty items. There's things that are to settle. Where do I go if the company's been in business 2 years and they're out of business a year later because we went into something like COVID or a recession, versus a company that's been in business three generations? What does warranty work look like? What do I have to be aware of? And do reviews help me decide which builder to go with?
Sure.
Big question there.
Yeah.
Take as much time as you want.
Let's see. Well, we'll start with reviews. Reviews are very important. And that's something that you want to take a look at as you are interviewing that builder behind the scenes. So before you even reach out to a builder, you're doing your research, you're checking with the Better Business Bureau, you are looking at their reviews, their website, social media accounts, seeing if they're a good fit for you. The next step after narrowing down your, say, top three builders, reach out to them, get some information from them, and maybe some references, and also ask to see some of their jobs that are in progress. And if you can see a home in different stages, that can be very beneficial. So you can see not only their finished product, but what's behind the sheetrock.
Do you know how to use a hammer, by the way?
I do.
That's the difference. I sold cars for 40 years. My daughter thought I worked for the CIA. I know nothing about cars. Okay. That would be my brother. I want to thank you. Man, it is a great amount of information. I look forward to doing this on an ongoing basis. We have a call-in number, and this is unique, 434-202-1980. 434-202-1980. Call in and ask us questions for the next segment coming up. Is going to be with real estate and how to buy a home or list a piece of property. I look forward to calling 434-202-1980. Talk to my man Joe. He's behind the mic. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
We hope you are enjoying hearing from local business people that are accredited with the Better Business Bureau. You can find information about this company and others in the same industry at BBB.org. The foundation will send someone to speak at a group event if ever needed. Call 804-521-6940 to request a speaker. These guests are from local businesses and are in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. If you have questions you would like answered on future Trust Talk West programs, please call in to 434-202-1980 and record your questions. Let's make sure as consumers we hold our marketplace to one that starts with trust. We can change our community marketplace in 90 days if we go to BBB.org before doing business with any company to check them out.